Cabas Caravan is on WFUV FM 90.7 on your FM dial. Pete Fornatel, University Voice there, Fordham University Voice. Glad somebody's speaking up for Fordham. Oh, Saturday, 12 noon till 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's what we're on, Zach. Saturdays from noon until 2, the sounds of Cabas Caravan. And during the week, we work to make these 2 hours the finest that we possibly can, both in the area of music, news, commentary. But no one impressed me quite so favorably as the gentleman that I came into contact with yesterday afternoon by the name of John Zacherle. If you don't know about him, and I haven't run into anyone in the past 8 years who hasn't at least heard of John Zacherle, he is an entertainer in the truest sense of the word. His talent is existing. He need do nothing else except to be in order to entertain, and that he does in whatever area of show business that he is performing. You may remember him from 1958 when he was doing shock theater on WABC-TV in New York. If not there, then on channels 9 and 11, where he came along with late night movies and early afternoon horror shows. He's currently available for your viewing pleasure every weekday from 6 until 6:45 and Saturday from 6 until 7 on Channel 47. That's UHF WNJU, broadcasting from Newark, New Jersey. This man has sold on his own more UHF television sets in the past year than any other celebrity that I can name. And I was very apprehensive about meeting him because I had to meet him on the plane of an interviewer and an interviewee, and yet I am a fan of this man's for some 8 to 10 years now. The circumstances surrounding the interview were strange enough. Ozzy Alfonso, Frank DiLiggio, and myself went out to Newark yesterday afternoon, waited for the opportunity to meet him after the program, and were all very apprehensive because the mood at Channel 47 yesterday was less than spectacular. I do not wish to go into the details about that right now. But the fact is, this man welcomed us into his office like old friends and proceeded for the next 45 minutes to blow our minds with insights into his personality and what makes him tick as one of the finest performers on the local American television scene. One of the really biggest names in East Coast television in the same sense that Soupy Sales was more recently. His followers are innumerable and his talents are just as innumerable. I give you now the man himself, John Zacherle, talking about the early stages of his career.
Well, in them days, there were many television shows coming from New York and Chicago and everywhere, Texas, who knows where, and Philadelphia in the early days of television. And we had a network, what is that? A network show down there, our father. But we had a show called Action in the Afternoon. Dick Clark stole that name later on this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cowboy show. It was a cowboy show. It was a terrible show, but it was better than what was on the air. You remember Hopalong Cassidy?
Definitely.
Yeah, well, they were showing his movies, and that was the ilk of the, you know, the level of the Western movies on the air in those days. So anything that was written with any sense was better than that.
Do you want to put a year on this, or is it better left unknown?
About 1953, I guess, or so. And what was the guy that used to say, get away from your television sets and shoot off the pup's wheat? No, what was his name?
Gabby Hayes.
Gabby Hayes, yeah, all stuff, yeah. Well, nowadays they have great westerns like The Gunsmoke and
Psychological.
Yeah, the Idiot Bonanza Boys, you know. That's very strange that those guys never get married and Daddy always taking care of them and all. That's a weird show. Well, at any rate, in that cowboy show, I played a traveling carpenter undertaker type. And I actually wore that coat that I have worn out since. But anyway, I did that character with a carpenter, you know, and the crazy wife and all.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't in a box like this way, but I wore the hair in the middle and all. I didn't have any funny stuff on the face. But, who is that, do you suppose, walking down the hall? Wasn't that fascinating?
We'll find out after we leave.
well, anyway, They, about 3 years after that, the Shock movies. Remember the Shock movies?
Oh, they were
released
boring.
For television, and this is the first job I ever got. You're interrupting me with your finger, even. You had your finger up. You're going to say something. The first job I ever got without a tryout, because I remembered I looked a little funny, so we put a, you know, made them a little dark and all that, and
yeah.
Lips and all.
And, oh, that's not on now, is it?
No.
Oh, I'm going to be a big fellow. Oh.
Would you mind plugging in the pumpkin, dear? Plug in the pumpkin.
Well, no, seriously, this is your time.
So that's how that's how come we do the films. We did the films. I was. There we go. I was. Great Scott.
Do a good job, my boy.
Well, there you dear. Plug that in, dear. It turned out then that we did the midnight movies, and I was a spook, see, and I couldn't afford any wife like we did in the show, so we had the wife. Oh, no.
This is still Philadelphia, right? Or are you in New York?
And then I did it for a year there, and they had a few riots and so on.
Right, I remember reading in the article that...
Does he like to work in the dark?
One night you walked off the show saying that you had to feed the family. And
yeah.
There were about 9 million protests waiting.
That was it, yes. You lived down there, did you?
No, I didn't, but I read up on it because...
Well, then I came to New York and I've been fooling around having fun ever since.
Yes, he certainly has been having fun ever since with Shock movies and more recently Disco Teen on Channel 47. I once went on and told you that I loved most the fact about the show that here he was, surrounded by teenagers, doing his usual bits, putting down everybody in sight, and yet getting away with it because he really loves the kids and the music, and they, of course, can see into his lovable personality. So it's kind of a mutual admiration society if you're a fan of Zachary's. Some background information to the interview that I think needs explaining. It wasn't a standard, you know, like I'm Pete Fornatel of Campus Caravan, you're Dave Clark, let's talk about music type interview. He wouldn't let it be that way. As you could tell right there, he accused me 6 times of interrupting him when I stood there just holding a microphone. He also, at one point, followed a woman's footsteps down the hall, you know. He's like an electronics nut, and these things appeal to him. At another point, Frank DiLiggio, who was trying to read levels on our tape recorder, suddenly found himself in total darkness because Zach had turned off all the lights in the office in favor of a glowing pumpkin. And it made things difficult, but all the more fun. It was a freewheeling afternoon, and I think, you know, what was actually an hour and a half seemed like 5 minutes because it was so enjoyable. But after a while, I finally got him to talk about his work and the type of music and the audiences that he does have on Disco Teen.
We try to make it look like they're having fun and not like the other dance shows. And the one way I see to do that, we also let girls come by themselves. And that brings us a lot of girls who don't have boyfriends who care to dance. And that's an age-old problem, I guess. But it makes the show, it gives the show a different flavor. We also get a few dogs here and there, but... it's quite obvious that we get some very, very lovely girls, and they dance beautifully, and there's nothing wrong with them dancing together, and we don't do plenty of slow numbers anyway. And so that and the fact that they can wear anything they want to wear and chew gum on occasion and so on. And we put no scenery around at all. It's just a big, dumpy, messy place, and I make big, extravagant claims that it's a ballroom. Mm-hmm. And try to play the music that they like to dance to only. Occasionally to play a listening song, but it doesn't pay. It's TV after all, and it has to look lively. And they like this kind of music, the Stones. They go crazy over the Stones.
Yeah.
And I like them too. I think the Stones are great. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten to like this music, all of it. I only got mixed up with rock and roll on the occasions that I would make a record. You know, I made one years ago.
We've played it recently. I had the album on and featured it for a month.
Well, we had...
Hurry Berry Baby is my favorite.
Well, before, that was the one called Dinner with Drac.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Good night, whatever you are.
That was a big hit for Zach in his heyday in New York, say in the late 50s or early 60s. And one fact that I wanted to bring to his attention, which you'll see he definitely agreed with 100%, is that if he has one great claim to fame, it is that he single-handedly, as far as horror movies are concerned, invented camp.
No, I was going to say before, and I mean this most sincerely, but as far as the shock movies were concerned, now, they had a reputation of their own for, you know, at least beyond a certain age level. They were fun. That was the first instance of camp before camp was even invented.
That's right, my boy. I was early camp, but nobody knew it. I didn't know it myself. Kidding about that the other night. That's really what it was.
Right, very definitely. But the thing that always struck me as most amazing about your on-camera performance was the way, and this must have taken a great deal of work, despite your recent admittance that you don't like, the way you would interject yourself into scenes of the movie. For example, if one of the characters in the film were walking onto a bus, camera, you're at the bus driver's hat on, taking the ticket, get off, get to the back, you know, and it was, that made like a whole generation of the college and high school people that I knew stay up until 1 in the morning on Mondays and Fridays. I think that was the ABC schedule you had.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people who were really serious about this film didn't like that, but most people enjoyed it because the films were pretty corny. If they were very good, you know, old classics, I didn't fool around too much with them. But it took a lot of work and study and time. Have you heard the run? Here's a song here about the girl with a ruby in her navel and all that. Great.
Holly's new.
Yeah, great. You played that?
We just got in the promo this week, so maybe tomorrow.
The promo?
You know, they send us some. Some do, some don't. Like,
listen to this. Simba's on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Yeah, I like that, a ruby glistening from her navel.
Cut the tape. Frank, I hope you're making notes where the red marks are going to go.
Well, that's on the... What are you talking about? That's the Hollies. Well, that's on... That's a perfectly good song.
Have you heard the Trogs?
It's a song about a girl dancing. It's really very good.
Have you heard the Trogs' new one?
Yeah. Are you playing that?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Control myself.
Had a big discussion with Dean Anthony the other day about you know, they have a meeting once a week, decide what to play. Well, they wouldn't play Mind Excursion, for instance. Yeah. Do you play Mind Excursion?
Yes.
Sit yourself down. Put your cares off, stop running. Your smile won't stop coming when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You might come out a winner in a bullfight in Spain. Paint your face like a ninja, dance for some rain. Get on your magic carpet, cause nothing can stop it. Oh, take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a
to it.
Another one that I picked up from your show was Blow My Mind by the Critters.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on that.
That's
for
good, isn't
it's
it?
Gorgeous,
good,
you know,
good,
but
good.
Is there a
good
chance of that one coming out, or is it just...
I don't know. They're working on something, they told me the other day, and the Critters are busy jumping around the country, and looks like they're going to make out all right. It's always... Oh, I can't say that true. Their first song was written by Sebastian, wasn't it?
Yes, Younger Girl.
Yeah. The second one, I think, was their own, right?
Ciccone, one of them.
And so that's the secret of the whole thing. If the group is good and has their own, have their own composer, well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, those are the Critters with Blow Your Mind, as Zach will tell you. That's where I did first come into contact with that record. He had the Critters on as special guests on Disco Teen about a month ago. And along with their two big hits, Younger Girl and Mr. Dyingly Sad, they performed that one. And whether it will be released as a single cannot be determined just yet, but the fact remains it's a good sound, and we'll be back to it again later on. Before that, Mind Excursion, and when we told you we were going to take a mind excursion, we just weren't kidding. I don't know what you were hearing in the beginning of that. It could have been St. Louis. It could have been Rangoon. We'll never know for sure, but that's the way it goes. That is the way it goes. 5 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, we'll be moving out fairly quickly, just as we did at the interview yesterday. Ozzy Alfonso was along with me, and I think he'll follow up in the fine tradition of explaining or trying to explain exactly what went on yesterday. The fact remains, however, that we had one more question to ask the Big Z, and that is, what is music that makes sense to him?
What is music that makes sense?
Well, we do so many things besides the fact they can come and chew gum and wear clothes that they don't wear in other shows and come without boys if they don't have a boy who likes to dance. We play music, lots of music, and nobody else does that. They make a big deal on other shows about what's number one or this is going to be a big hit or that was a big hit. And I try to program the music so it's danceable, you know? And of course, with a view to what looks good. In other words, if we played three boogaloos in a row, it'd be kind of dull, so we jump from one thing to another, you know? Rhythm and the beat, my boy, the rhythm and the beat is what makes the world go round, right?
You also picked a song, and I'd like to know the reason, if any, that was really beautiful and never did anything, but at least, you know, the kids could hear it on your show, if nowhere else, Girl on a Swing.
Yeah, it is a lovely song, and they seemed to like it, and of course we did the swing because it was visual, but it got played somewhat on MCA just a week or so ago, but then it faded again.
Right.
Very nice song.
I stand out of sight and watch as the light from the sun shines through her hair. From yonder she came. Know her name, still I love that girl on a swing. Girl on a swing, swing high. Girl on a swing, swing low. And you can cast all your troubles to the
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers closing things out on this special edition of Campus Caravan with their recent attempt for a big hit, Girl on a Swing. We have a minute and 30 seconds to move out, and in that time I would like to thank first and foremost Mr. John Zachary for not only consenting to appear on this afternoon's edition of the program, but for giving me and my friends an afternoon of entertainment that will never be forgotten. Tune in, Zach, on Channel 47 every weekday from 6 until 6:45 and Saturdays from 6 until 7. That's UHF, you know, WNJU, Newark, New Jersey. Thanks also to Bob Colilli, co-author of Walk Away Renee. We did a bit with him in the first half hour of the show that I hope you enjoyed. And now the real meat of the situation. Thanks to Bill Kerrigan, Ozzy Alfonso, Music Makers Record Store in the Bronx for providing so many of the fine sounds heard on the program, and most important of all, Mr. Frank Deligio, without whom that interview would not have been possible. I don't mean the interview itself, but all of the work that went into making it presentable for your listening pleasure this afternoon. These are the people that make this show tick, and nobody else. Thank you also very much for listening. Send your comments to Campus Caravan, care of WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458. My name is Pete Fornital. I'll see you next Saturday at high noon, everybody. City, this is WFUV, Fordham University's voice, 90.7 on your FM radio dial. At the tone, 2 o'clock and Segway time.